Hare Krishna. So, welcome again back in our class. We are today continuing the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The chapter is entitled Transcendental Knowledge. Transcendental Knowledge. So this is the overview of the chapter. So now verse 1 to 10 describe transcendental knowledge about Krishna. And 11 to 15, these verses describe Krishna as the goal of all parts and the creator of world ashram. The next set of verses, 16 to 24, is actually karma yoga for those who are situated in knowledge, in parjnani. This is actually, this karma yoga is like akarma. Doing activity but no implication in any creation. Then there's a set of verses 25 to 33, and there are many different sacrifices or yajnas are described, Vedic yajna. But the purpose of all those Vedic yajna is resulting in, all sacrifice resulting in knowledge. And last set of verses from 34 to 42, summary of the transcendental knowledge. Transcendental knowledge. Can somebody read? Mr. B, you read this? Transcendental, yes?
Transcendental knowledge, Yama Yoga. Transcendental knowledge, the spiritual knowledge of the soul, of God, and their relationship is both glorifying and liberating. Such knowledge is the truth of selfless devotional action, Yama Yoga.
Which means, this knowledge, how can we get this knowledge? By? By selfless devotional action. Okay?
The Lord explains the remote history of the Gita. The daughter's significance of his glory descends to the material world, and the necessity of devotion to do are realized.
This is the whole summary of this chapter. It is from the content page, you know. Bhagavad Gita and content page, this is content, this is summary of the chapter. What is the chapter? Transcendental knowledge of the soul, of the God, the relationship. How we get transcendental knowledge? By selfless devotional service. Then history of Gita is explained. Why Krishna appears, that is explained. For this knowledge we need a guru, self-Christ, which is very described. So this is what the whole fourth chapter is about. Okay? So now, yesterday we started the transcendental knowledge about Krishna, and in this section we have done There is a connection between third chapter and fourth chapter. And this is the connection. Okay, sir. You read. Is it okay? Why? What is the connection between the two chapters? Lust covers knowledge, avartam jnanam. Knowledge is covered. And what is the result? Ignorance. Ignorance. Ajnana. And that binds us in this material world. So, for removing ajnana, we need jnana. If there is ignorance, you need knowledge. So how you get knowledge? By dutiful detached work. So dutiful detached work is called a Nishkam Karma Yoga. Now in this state of verses, first two verses, how this transcendental mental knowledge is received. So how transcendental knowledge is received? Through? The answer is by bona fide parampara. Transcendental knowledge is received through parampara. Simple answer is this. Bona fide parampara. And how many bona fide parampara Vaishnava? How many bona fide Vaishnava parampara are? Four. Somebody can name those? Shri Sampradaya, Roja Sampradaya, Kumar Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya. So who is the Acharya of Brahma Sampradaya? Madhva Acharya. The Acharya of Shri Sampradaya is Rama. The Acharya of Kumar Sampradaya is Nimbarka. And the Acharya for Rudra Sampradaya is Vishnu Swami. These are the four Acharyas of the four Paramparas. What is the link between the Gaudiya Sampradaya and Madhva Sampradaya? Who is the link where the Madhva Sampradaya, Gaudiya Sampradaya merged into the Madhva Sampradaya? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Madhvendra Puri, yes. Madhvendra Puri is the link, it is the link through which Madhva Sampradaya is accepted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the Gaudiya Sampradaya as the continuity of Madhva Sampradaya through Madhvendra Puri. He was actually Rasika Bhakti in that Sampradaya. There was one verse which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, this verse, I know Madhvacharya, Madhvendra Puri know. Radharani knows, anybody else knows, I don't know, I don't know. Somebody knows that verse? A Deen R Deenaya Mathura Nath. When can I see you? You know this verse? The verse in Chaitanya Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying Madhvendra Puri. This verse Madhvendra Puri was singing always. So in this whole Madhva Sampradaya, Madhvendra Puri is there who was Radha Krishna Upasak. He was the worship for Radha Krishna. So okay, how the transfer knowledge is received? Qualifications to understand Bhagavad Gita. So for you, you are understanding Bhagavad Gita, what qualification is required. Read. Yudhishthira, read.
Now you can think that there were many big scholars, but even Vyasadeva, not only Vyasadeva, there were also great scholars, great sages. Purpose of yoga system is now lost. Because it's lost, therefore I instruct you to understand the system of yoga. Why to me? I'm not a scholar, but you're not a limited man, lawyer. Not even Brahmana, not even nothing, nothing of the sort. In you, however, you fight only, that's all. That was the qualification. Krishna wanted to teach him one. It is always plain in Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti, because you are my devotee. Therefore, not just that Bhagavad Gita, the yoga system, that has become a personal Krishna consciousness.
So this, as early as 69 Prabhupada has explained this, if you want to understand Bhagavad Gita, you have to be the person of Krishna consciousness. You have to be the person of Krishna consciousness. You have to be the devotee of Krishna. Sometimes Prabhupada, at least theoretically, you should be the devotee of Krishna and accept it. So this is the qualification. So, which verse is this which we are discussing right now? Which verse is this? Sorry, verse 3. Read verse 3.
Sa maya te adhya yoga bhoga pratana sato jine tata jeti rahesyam haitan utrama.
So what is rahesyam? Rahesyam. See the meaning of rahesyam? Secret. Confidential. Rahesyam means confidential, secret. So what is secret about Krishna? Which is not... People don't know that we can have a relationship with Krishna. Devotee's relationship with Krishna, like friend, like Arjuna. The rest here, our secret is that Krishna is Supreme Personality of the Godhead. But he is acting as the chariot driver of Arjuna. This is a secret. Only devotee can understand, because Supreme Lord is Bhakta Vatsal. Because he is Bhakta Vatsal. Sanatani, do you know the meaning of Bhakta Vatsal? Vatsal, you know Vatsal? We are in Gauchala. We are in Gauchala. The baby calf is called Vatsal. Baby calf is called Vatsal. And cow, when give birth to the baby calf, she literally licks and cleans the calf, which is completely soaked with the urine and cow dung, but she cleans it. Normally, if you give to the cow some food, feed, and it is tinged with the cow's own urine, she will not eat. Cow will not eat the grass spent by her own urine, but she lifts the cow. That's called Bhakta Vatsala. Krishna don't see how dirty we are, how nonsense we are. But when we surrender, he just cleans, he cleans like the dead. He cleans the whole thing. That's what Bhagavatam said. Dhunoti samalam Krishna. Krishna will clean all the dirty things from the heart of devotee. So it's bhakta vatsam. This is the most, for devotees, this is the rahasya, this is the secret of how he is attached. And you have seen the other thing about the bhakta vatsam, the same cow, Padmini Radha, this calf, you know, in jungle, usually, you know, olden days, cows were grazing in the forest. If cow gives baby calf in the forest, how will you bring cow back to home? The cow man knows. He simply carries the calf and the cow will run behind. If you just carry the calf, cow will run behind you. So Krishna is running behind the devotees. That's another vision of Bhakta Vatsala. Wherever there is devotee, Krishna will just go behind that devotee. Sometimes it is said, if some devotee says Radha, he simply says Ra, Krishna will run behind it and come in front, and before you finish Ra, he will ask, where is she? You understand what I am saying? And we are every day chanting Hare Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. That's what? It will attract Krishna. So, you understand Bhakta Vatsala now? Can you see the Bhakta Vatsala? Cow is always cleans the calf and always runs behind the calf. Similarly, Krishna cleans the devotee who surrendered himself. And he is always following the devotee. For what purpose? Bhavami nitirata parasmaya avyasis ketasam. I will deliver him. I will never allow him to fall down. I will pick him up. It's like mother is holding the hand of a child. Child is not able to walk. He may fall, but the mother is holding the hand, so he will not fall. He just prevented from falling down. That's what Krishna's nature is. So that rahasya people will not know. Only devotees know this rahasya. Is it okay? So next Arjuna is asking question. Yesterday we started that verse. Aparam bhavato janma parma janma vivasvata katham meta vijnayam tvam adau sotvangiti. So the translation of this verse is, Vivasvan was years back and you are just of my age in front of me. How can I believe that you have spoken this science to the sun god millions of years back? So, in purpose, the Prabhupada writes, Arjuna is an eternal associate of Krishna. Can you see the first line of the purpose? What is the first line of Arjuna? Arjuna is an accepted devotee of Krishna, which means he is eternal associate. Further in the purpose, you will find Arjuna was also present when Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Sun God in some form. Because whenever Krishna comes, Arjuna also comes. He is eternal associate, that's what it means. Is it clear? Then why Arjuna is asking this question from? He knows that Krishna is saved. Why is he asking this question? Prabhupada explained the reasons. Why Arjuna is asking this question? In this purpose, you read the first paragraph, in few lines, the purpose will be explained. Why Arjuna is asking this question? Can somebody read the why Arjuna is asking this question?
The fact is that Arjuna is not inquiring for himself, but for those who do not believe in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or for the demons who do not like the idea that Krishna should be accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For them, only Arjuna inquires on this point, as if he were himself not aware of the personality of God or Krishna. And this will be evident from the 10th chapter. Arjuna knew perfectly well that Krishna is the supreme personality of God.
What is the 10th chapter? Param Brahma, Param Dham, Paramam, Pavitram Bhavam, Purusham, Shashvatam, Devyam. Arjuna is speaking this verse, that you are supreme. So Arjuna knows this. It will be read, but Prabhupada is saying. But still Arjuna is asking for what reason? For the people who don't want to accept Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead, the demonic people who want to distort the meaning of Bhagavad Gita, and for the clarification of general public, Arjuna is asking this question. So from this purpose you find out two, three reasons why Arjuna is asking this question. Is it clear? Okay? So, next verse Krishna is speaking. Can we read this verse together?
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Bahuri Ne Vyatitani Janamani Tavacha Arjuna Tani Aham Veja Sarvani Natvam Etat Param Tapa.
Translation. So what is the answer of Krishna to the Arjuna? That many times we were together, many births we took together. Bahuni means many. Bahuni me janmani tavacha Arjun. Mine and your Arjun. You and me both have appeared many times. Bahuni me janmani tavacha Arjun. And now Krishna says, Tani am ved sarvani. I know all those. Natvam, you don't know. Natvam vedat parantapa, you don't know that. So it means Krishna is coming frequently. That's what it appears. And when he is coming, always his eternal associates are coming with him too. The eternal associate of Krishna are liberated souls, okay? Even if they are liberated, Hare Krishna, focus, hearing. Eternal associate of Krishna are liberated, okay? Even they are liberated, they are not equal to Krishna. They forget. Krishna never forget. His one of his name is Achyuta. So why we forget and why Krishna did not forget? Yes. Why Krishna don't forget and we forget? What is the cause of forgetfulness? What is the reason for forgetfulness? Tulsi, Priya Mandali, Priya Mandali, yes? What? Body. Very good. What about body? Can you explain, Priya Mandali? Krishna never changes body. We have to change body. The reason for forgetfulness is changing body. Even we change body from childhood to boyhood, we forget childhood activities. Forgetfulness is due to changing of bodies. There is no difference between the soul and body of Krishna. But for us, body is different from soul. This is the difference. And one example for Prabhupada is given. Vaidurya Mani. Can you see any Prabhupada Vaidurya Mani somewhere? It is the purport of this verse after two Brahma Shloka, Brahma Sahita Shloka. The word is Vaidurya Mani. Can somebody underline that? Vaidurya Mani? Vaidurya is stone. Can you see Vaidurya stone? It changes color but it remains the same. Can you see that? Similarly, Krishna may appear in any form but it is the same. So this is the example given, like Vaidurya stone. You found it? Vaidurya stone changes color, but it remains the same. So Krishna is coming in different incarnation. Well, when I say incarnation, Hare Krishna. So, you know incarnation? In English, which means, carnate means flesh, coming in flesh. So this word is actually not proper for Krishna, not incarnation. He appears. He manifests. No, he's not born. He appears, he manifests. You know word Janma? Janma, you know Janma? Well, Janma means birth in Narada English, but in Sanskrit, Janam doesn't mean birth. It means one which was not manifest is manifested. Even Sanskrit Janma means that which was not manifest, manifested. To give a simple example to understand. Baby is in the womb of the mother. We know that baby. So is existing before his birth or not? Baby is existing before birth or not? I have this question. Yes, we know that baby. So Jan doesn't mean that baby has just born. It was already existing. It is only manifested now. Even normal janma, which we call, doesn't mean birth, it means manifestation. We know baby was already existing in the father. It was 9 months, we know baby is existing in the mother. So it only we say birth date when he manifests. He was already existing, is it right? So for ordinary living entity, janma is like that, so what about Krishna? So which is a good example Prabhupada used to give about the appearance of Krishna? What? Rupana, who said? Sun. Rising of the sun in the morning. Anybody say sun is born? Setting of the sun. Anybody say sun is dead? Why? Because next day it will again arise. But when we don't see sun here in India, the sun is shining in America. So when Krishna is not manifesting in this universe, he is manifesting his lila in some other universe. When Prabhupada was leaving some place and devotee said, Prabhupada, tomorrow is Janmashtami, please stay. You see, every day there is Janmashtami. Krishna is appearing every day in some planet. There are innumerable planets and Krishna is appearing every day in some planet. Therefore we call Nitya Leela. His Leela is Nitya, means continuous. Are there many suns or one sun? S-U-N sun. Prabhu? Sir, Yonanand, what do you think? American sun is different? American? Norway sun is different? Sarasri? Same? One same sun whole world accept, but they don't accept one God. So sun is the eye of God, one eye of God. Surya, Sashi, Netra. Surya means sun and Sashi means moon. They are my eyes. So whole world accepts that eye of God is one for the whole world. But God is not but one for the whole world. Then everybody says, we have our own God. So sun is one. The sun and moon are the eyes of God, which are acting as CC cameras, closed circuit camera, watching us what we are doing. This concept of CC camera came very late in modern science. It's already cameras set up naturally. Whatever we are doing, they are the witness. Sun and moon are witness. What we are doing, they are witness. Everything is registered. Right? And everybody, on the shoulder of everybody, there is a representative of Dharmaraj. Do you know? Huh? Everybody on his shoulder is a representative of Lord of Death. And what is his name? Do you know? Yes? Yamraj, representative who is sitting on everybody's shoulder, what is his name? Sorry? Chitragupta, our Rupanuga say his name is Chitragupta. Everybody say Chitragupta. Chitra means photo. Can you see these our pictures? This is called Chitra in Hindi. And you know what is called Gupta? Secret. Secret photographer. Chitragupta means secret photographer. He has camera, battery never discharged, roll never ends, and continuous whole film is making of every moment what we are doing. And he will do the action replay before this. Yeah, that's right. So Krishna is saying, we were, I think you and I took many births, I remember that you don't remember. So sometime we will have flip chart there and we will discuss this, what is the difference between the God and the living entity. So let's do the brand stamp. We'll do it soon. So what else is in this purport? Can somebody can find out some important point? There is one another word down you can see. There is one word Achyuta we describe, which never falls, which never forgets. Here Prabhupada described Achyuta means which never. Can you find? Achyuta means one. Never forgets himself, even though he is in material contact. Number two, another word Sanskrit is down. He is Advaita. Can you see his Advaita? Which means there is no distinction between his body and himself. Advaita. Here Advaita is another meaning from Prabhupada. Can you see the Advaita is meaning? Okay? Now when I speak, I say like this. So, when Krishna says, Bahuni me janmani. Bahuni me janmani. So, Arjuna is strictly the word janma. He said, you are also taking words? Something very different. You are God, I know, but are you taking words also? So Krishna is explaining, Ajogi Sannavya Atma, the word 6. Let's read verse 6. So first he said, Bhavuni me janmani. Can you see the word for verse 5? Bhavuni me? So we have many births. And now what he is saying in verse 6? Exactly opposite. Let's read together.
Ajogi san avya atma bhuta nami karogi san hrtayen sva adhishaya sambhavani atmayaya.
Ajo, ajo means unbound. Ajo. Ajoki. Avya atma. What is the meaning of avya atma? Can you find in the word to word? Avya atma. Never deteriorate. Never deteriorate. Avya atma. His body never deteriorate. Another common question and common statement we give. We are celebrating Janmashtami every year. We are celebrating Prabhupada's Vyas Puja every year. We are celebrating Prabhupada's disappearance day every year. Are we celebrating Krishna's disappearance anytime? Why? This is, see the big difference? No disappearance of Krishna, Ram, Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, no disappearance. Saintly person's disappearance day is there. So this is the proof that they are supreme, personality of the Godhead, they are ever existing, they out of their mercy they manifest. You see the word Atma Maya in this word? Atma Maya. In this verse there is the word Atma Maya. Atma Maya. Is there? This Atma Maya has one meaning by my own internal potency, by Yoga Maya. The another meaning of this Atma Maya is by my mercy. The one meaning of the Atma Maya is by cosmic mercy. Ajopi, I am unbound. My body never deteriorates. It is always the same. Nava Yovanam cha. Krishna, have you ever seen 60 years having some mistake in the end? Have you seen such photo of Krishna anytime? Rama or any other incarnation? No. They are always. What is the limit of, the highest limit of their age is 16. Finish. Nava Yovanam cha. They are always youth. So avi atma, no deterioration of body. And then Krishna is saying, Bhutanam Ishvaropi san. Bhutanam is Krishna is avi atma. And all other are Bhutanam. All other have a body made up of five elements. That is Bhut. Five elements in Sanskrit are called Mahabhut. They are called Mahabhut. So all others are, others' body made up of Bhut, but my body, and that deteriorated. Because Bhut body deteriorated. You know the six changes body undergoes? Common purpose always. Six changes body undergoes. Material body, body made up of five material elements called Bhuta, undergoes six changes. Birth, growth, then
duration of life.
Stay for some time.
Transformation.
Give byproducts. Deteriorate. Jivendam. So these are the six days. There are some Sanskrit word for all these. Find out the Sanskrit word for all these six. Birth, then growth, there must be something. It grows and then give byproducts, stay for some time, jivendam and back. So body goes, so Bhut undergoes six changes, not me. I am avi atma. I am not Bhutanam. If Bhutanam Ishwaropi, I am the Ishwar, controller of the Bhutan. And then he says, the third line says, Prakriti Swam. Now this Prakriti means Prakriti Swam. Prakriti, generally Prakriti means material nature. Generally Prakriti means material nature. If Krishna is appearing Prakriti Swam Adhishtaya, if he is appearing with the material energy, then his body cannot be aware. Our body is given by material energy. You understand? Who gave us this body? Material nature. His mother. This is common preaching strategy. We have to tell everybody, we are composite body. We are two together, body and soul. Soul is a seed and body, soul is a seed and then given by father. Body is given by mother. Body is given, whole body, 9 months, mother develops the body of the child. But the seed is given by father. Similarly, Krishna is seed giving father. And material nature provides the body. This is preaching strategy. I use this preaching strategy very simply and people will very easily relate to it. Yes, there's a seed from father, there's a body made by the mother. So similarly, seed is given by Krishna, soul, and body is given by the material nature. Is it clear? Now this body which is given by material nature, deteriorates. So this prakriti does not mean material nature. This prakriti means swarupa, nature, swarupa. Prakriti Swam, my own nature, swarup. And what is the swarup of Krishna? Sachidananda Rupaya. Sachidananda Rupaya. So Krishna, this prakriti means Sachidananda Rupaya. Krishna's swarup. Is it clear? This prakriti means not material prakriti, but Krishna Swayam Swarupa Sachidananda Rupaya Sambhavami. Sambhavami means I manifest. I manifest. I appear. By what process? Atma Mayaya. By my Yoga Maya. By our internal potency, not by material energy. Is it clear? So, we can read long in this purport Prabhupada has given. Let's see here what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says about verse 6. Savita, read this.
Go ahead.
he brings the lost nature, which is the man, that is another, which is distinct from the reality. The worst man, along with the pity, just indicates my own self, my true form.
My true form, Shyama Sundara, I appear. So these are the different Acharya's commentaries on this word, Prakriti, and this is Madhva's complaint. Now is the commentary by Madhusudan Saraswati. Yes, our Vrindavan of Vyari.
I appear spiritually in my sarupa, think spiritually, I act without duality of soul and body.
It means there is no difference in the soul and body and mind. It is clear this word Prakriti is explained by all these acharyas. But now, yes? Kurma.
Then, why do you have a present form and previous form not appear at all?
This is a question asked, somebody has been asked. So, your body is indestructible, earlier, yeah? So, you already appear as a Matsya and Kurma. Where are those? Why not they are here all together? Actually, all they are in Krishna. All the different incarnations which appear before, they are all within Krishna. Ansena, all the ansas, and if Paripurna avatar, all the ansas are there. So why can't we see that? This is the question. The answer is, I appear through my Maya, coming from myself, Atma, means self. Thus, Atma Maya means my own Maya. Through my Yoga Maya, the function of the Chit Shakti, Yoga Maya is function of Chit Shakti, which both covers and reveals my Swarupas. I appear remaining my present form, having covered the previous form. You understand this? Generally, wait a minute. Normally Maya, this world Maya has two functions. This Maya of this world has two functions. It will show what is not, and it will cover what is. What's called Avarana Atma? Avarana Atma means covering. It is covering the real thing, and it is bewildering us by false things. By false things, like false things. Maya means what that is not. Ma, na. Maya. So similarly, Yoga Maya covers certain avatars not seen within Krishna and certain. Now, when you have done this, then think for a while. We just celebrated Janmashtami. Krishna appeared at Kansa's prison house in front of Devaki and Vasudeva, and Vasudeva and 400 palm. You know this all. Okay? And then he become immediately a small child, baby. And then he asked Vasudeva to take me to Gokul. Okay? This Krishna who appeared to Vasudeva and Devaki is avatar. But he appeared in the Vishnu. When Vasudeva was carrying the baby through Yamuna to crash go to the Gokul, water of Yamuna was coming up. And Acharya has a commentary that Krishna fell into the Yamuna water to increase the anxiety of Vasudeva to look far and to please the Yamuna, which is going to be the future Kalindi, the fourth queen of Krishna. Yamuna wanted to touch Krishna's lotus feet. But there Krishna, when Vasudeva got there, that Krishna transformed himself from Vasudeva Krishna to Nanda Nandan Yashoda Nandan Krishna. When he fell into the Yamuna and was picked up back by Vasudeva, then that Vasudeva Krishna transformed into Nanda Nandan Krishna, Yashoda Nandan Krishna. This Krishna is not avatar. This is avatari, the source of all incarnations. This is the one commentary about it. Therefore, after almost 11 years, when Akura was taking Krishna and Balaram from Nandagaon, through that path going at the Akrur Ghat, right, 2-3 kilometers from here, this place called Akrur Ghat, Yamuna. Krishna and Balaram, but Akrura was taking path and he said, Ananta Sesh and Vishnu sitting on there in the water. And he was surprised, he came out and Krishna and Balaram were sitting in the chariot. He said, "My dear uncle, have you seen something surprising?" He said, "Yes, there was Ananta Sesh, Balaram ji as a Ananta and Krishna as a Vasudeva." Which Acharya says, from here onward, from Akrudhat onward, Krishna, as a Vasudeva Krishna went to the Mathura. But Nandanandan Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. So what I am trying to say is, same one Krishna has within him Vasudeva Krishna also. He is Vasudeva. Within Vishnu form is also within him. But it is covered by Yoga Maya. We cannot see. Krishna has his Leela in Dwarka. He has his Leela in Mathura. And he has his Leela in Vrindavan. So same Krishna, when he has his Leela in Dwarka, it is called Puran, complete. When his Leela is in Mathura, it is called Purantar, means more complete. When his Leela is in Vrindavan, it is called Puranatam, most complete. Same Krishna, but the Leela is different. Puran, Purantar, Puranatam. We can't see it, but he's only manifesting that much there. You understand this? It's like Prabhupada used to give an example, simple like that. Father, when he's in the office, has a different dealing than the dealing in the house. When he's back at home, his dealings are different. So Krishna in Vrindavan is like his own home. But when he is in Dwarka, then he's a king, Dwarka Dish. When in Mathura, he is a Vasudeva Krishna. So their dealings, his bhavas are different. So who covers all this? Yoga Maya covers something and manifests something. This is Yoga Maya's business. Is it okay? Shall we continue further? So, now, one more line somebody can read, Prabhu. Last something can. Srila Swami says, Sambhavami Atmaya means I appear by my energy of jnana, bal and virya. This is also energies of the Krishna. Jnana, bal and virya, which is strongly manifest. So these are different commentaries of the Acharyas about the word Atmaya, Sambhavami. Bal kriya, jnana, bal kriya. Jnana means knowledge, bal means strength, and virya also means strength. One more Acharya's comment. Karinth Ramanuj Acharya. Atmaya can also mean by my own knowledge. Since Maya can mean knowledge in this context. Maya Yunam Jnanam. The usage of spirit, he continually knows the sin and the pity of all entities by knowledge, Maya. Madhusudana Saraswati says Maya means the awareness through that body Atma that I am the Lord Vasudev, joy divide up all differences between body and soul. So there are different acharyas which are authorized on their authorized commentaries in Bhagavad Gita. They are discussing about what the Atmaya means. So this is what Bhakti Shastri is going to have the knowledge what is there. Okay? This we have to do sometime. What is different between the Supreme Lord and the living entities? Is Prabhupada here? There are there. Can somebody put there? Is there something for book? Rupanova, writing business?
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare